The Cheyenne Regional Medical Center and the Wyoming Medical Center in Casper are considering a partnership, which they believe may be necessary to remain financially strong in the future. They're looking at ways to share things from medical providers to joining together to enhance health care across the state. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports that neither hospital CEO is positive the partnership will work, but they both believe they need to give it a shot in order to remain financially viable.
All right, this morphine will be for your pain. Just goes through your IV.
This is the emergency room of the Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. A doctor talks to a patient behind a curtain. Nurses check vital signs and paramedics fill out paperwork. Like a lot of hospitals in the country, it is at a crossroads. With the cost of health care increasing and competition from specialists in Colorado, the hospital is looking into a partnership with the Wyoming Medical Center in Casper to see if working together can improve affordability, patient access, and quality. But maybe more importantly, allow both hospitals to stay competitive. John Lucas is the CEO of Cheyenne Regional.
So we want to make sure that we're the choice for Wyoming residents in terms of our doctors and our hospitals. We want to be the choice. We want to keep care in Wyoming.
Right now, that's been a challenge in particular for Cheyenne, who's having a tough time competing with the specialists in Colorado. Lucas says by working with the hospital in Casper, they could either share specialists or more easily afford their own. They could also consolidate administrative services to save money and possibly do other things.
We want to look at optimizing and regionalizing our clinical programs. So we want to be more than providing care in Casper, in Cheyenne. We would like to provide care across most of the state.
While providing good care to more people might be part of that goal, both hospitals believe the key to long-term survival is to improve their reach. That's because they're losing patients and revenue when people leave the state. The president of the Cheyenne Regional Board of Trustees, Dr. Gene Halpern, says if patients from border hospitals go out of state, the loss of revenue could force the reduction of health care.
The attrition does potentially put more and more pressure on our local hospitals to be able to provide the care that we want to our local populations.
In Casper, Wyoming Medical Center CEO Vicki Diamond says rising costs and pressure from outside interests tell her that if some sort of action is not taken, it could impact the type of local health care residents can get. That's why she's a fan of the partnership concept.
We're all facing major health care reform going on, and the reimbursement system's changing. And we also are being very aggressively approached, many of our hospitals, by out-of-state systems wanting to take that higher-end specialty care out-of-state. Also, we need to be more efficient in our care delivery and reduce our cost. And we can do that better together than by ourselves.
Diamond says one other benefit of a partnership is that the hospitals could share specialists that might not have the volume to remain in Wyoming. She says that's actually happening now.
Both of us have two heart surgeons. We both need, based on volume, 1.5 heart surgeons. So Cheyenne lost a heart surgeon. So instead of them hiring another heart surgeon, our heart surgeon has agreed to go down and fill in the halftime position. That's what we envision going forward.
The other thing that both hospital administrators see happening is working with other hospitals and medical providers in Wyoming to see if they can expand this partnership across the state. That's caught the attention of Wyoming's medical community. Dr. Cynthia Casey provides rural primary care in the Gillette area. She understands the economics of such a partnership, but she admits there's a level of discomfort.
My concern is that as these larger facilities consolidate, the unintended consequence of that is that they're going to force out the traditional private practitioner and maybe even force the closure of some of the smaller community hospitals who simply cannot compete economically.
And while both hospitals see their partnership as a long-term plan of improving health care coverage in the state, Dr. Casey has her doubts.
I believe that it's the best route they can go to maintain the access those two facilities already provide for their patients. It's difficult for me to see how that's going to improve access and quality care throughout the state away from those two areas.
Still, she admits that if Wyoming residents not located near the state border at any point are forced to leave the state for specialty care, that's a problem. Wyoming Medical Center's Vicki Diamond says that's why this discussion is so important.
We could actually have to reduce services. And we're a tertiary referral center. We do the most trauma in the state. You know, we might not be able to provide all of that. And that when that happens, people in Wyoming die because you have to be transferred out of state for those things. Time is critical.
While medical personnel at Cheyenne Regional mill around in the ER, CEO John Lucas says administrators have some very important decisions to make. He believes that if the two hospitals can work out the details, this could be a very important decision for healthcare in the state. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.